USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Nearly 400,000 people in the United States have contracted the coronavirus. As of late yesterday's public health briefing at the White House, the death toll closing in on 13,000. New York remains the epicenter in the country with more than 139,000 cases there, although Governor Andrew Cuomo says things seem to be easing a bit. At yesterday's White House briefing, Vice President Mike Pence said,
despite the increase in losses, as Governor Cuomo articulated today, hospital admissions continue to decline.
Paper census forms are to go out today to homes that have not filled out their online questionnaire. The Census Bureau is sending paper forms to more than 65.5 million homes. People started getting notices in the mail a month ago telling them they should respond online or by phone. This is USA Radio News.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is strongly criticizing the U.S. Supreme Court for not allowing Wisconsin voters to have more time to cast absentee ballots in a primary that was held in that state yesterday despite the virus. Pelosi says she is not surprised that the Supreme Court voted along party lines to force voters to the polls, risking their health in the process. She says the decision undermines democracy. The ruling overturned a previous court decision to extend the deadline for mail-in ballots so people could vote from home and follow CDC social distancing guidelines. Two people have a court date after a coronavirus prank at a Kansas Walmart. Police announcing that 29-year-old Hazel Hemrick and 47-year-old Ernest Williams were arrested because of disorderly conduct after they confessed to walking around the store and coughing on shoppers. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mourning the loss of a well-known musician.
The music world has lost a folk country legend, John Prine, who for 5 decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern roots American music, has passed away at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
When I get to heaven, I'm going to shake God's hand, thank Him for more blessings than one man can stand. Then I'm going to get a guitar and start a rock and roll band. Check into a swell hotel. Ain't the afterlife grand?
His family confirmed the cause was from complications related to COVID-19. Prine was also an author, actor, record label owner, 2-time Grammy winner, and a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. John Prine was 73.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. Hulk Hogan says the world has a disease and Jesus is the cure. The pro wrestler taking to Instagram yesterday saying God will end the coronavirus outbreak if mankind repents for its sins and idolatry, comparing it to the biblical plagues of Egypt. The Hulkster said God has taken away everything we worship, shutting down stadiums, civic centers, theaters, and even the economy. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.